and hit the bleed stop button.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
What does it mean.com. Give you some points here. This is an act of war. In Russia, Security Council Deputy Chairman Dmitry Medved responded to the Ukrainian Nazi regime's drone assassination attempt on President Putin with a declaration, quote, after today's terrorist attack, there are no options left other than the physical elimination of and his clique. The physical elimination of Zelensky and his clique. We don't need him to sign their unconditional surrender. Hitler, as it is known, didn't sign his either. There will always be someone like Admiral Donets to sit in as president. Then the Foreign Ministry spokeswoman, Maria Zakharova, quote, first and foremost, the creators and handlers of the Kiev regime, who hail from Washington, London, and NATO, bear overall responsibility for everything that Kiev, is perpetrating. And then a Kremlin spokesperson, Dmitry Peskov, he warned, attempts to disown this both in Kiev and in Washington are, of course, absolutely ridiculous. We know very well the decisions about such actions, about such terrorist attacks, are made not in Kiev, but in Washington. And we know if they will assassinate an American presidents, senators, why wouldn't they? Well, we know they assassinate leaders of other countries. This is very well documented. Now, the State Duma Speaker, Vyacheslav Volodin, he's the most powerful lawmaker in Russia, he invoked the nuclear war doctrine. Quote, the terrorist act against the president is an attack on Russia. Zelensky, who gave orders to carry out terrorist acts, now stands on par with other international terrorists. Ukraine's criminal methods have become evident to the entire world. The Kiev terrorist regime, having seized an entire state, threatens the security of Russia, Europe, and the whole world. There can be no negotiations with the Zelensky regime. Russian lawmakers will demand the use of weapons capable of stopping and destroying the Kiev terrorist regime. And it's very interesting. You know what old the coward Zelensky did? He, at the same time of the attack, he's not in Ukraine. He just appeared in Finland where he was spent a few hours there. And then immediately he scampered to the Netherlands. So he's not even in Ukraine, because he knows if he would have been, they know where this man is at all times. The Russian intel, they know where Zelensky is. And they would have taken him out. I'm pretty convinced they would have just found out and sent one of these precision missiles. And, I mean, these things, what was it, the bunker where they went in and took out 100 of these NATO, American, CIA operatives, intelligence. Trying to remember how deep this thing was, 40 feet. And they've recovered like a tenth of the bodies. The rest are not going to be recovered. No matter where he hides. I remember reading an article here about a month ago. There were some of these terrorists who have done some, assassinated one of the Russian philosopher's daughter. And the quotes were that they will hunt that individual down internationally for a month, a year, 5 years. They will find that individual if they haven't already, and they will deal with him. They won't ask permission. They'll take care of him in any country that individual is hiding. And there were other terrorists too that they're looking for. You won't escape. So Zelensky, he's not going to spend the night in one place. In fact, he's probably going to go from location to location at least every 12 hours. You try to assassinate the Russian president. What would have happened if, and this was in the, I think it was there at the Kremlin. We'll discuss this in a few minutes. The present truth, Chip Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kibis Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
This is Steve from the Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado. We're looking for some technicians. If you're looking for a place to work where they don't expose you to dangerous chemicals, where they don't yell at you, where you're not forced to work like a slave, then you look forward to going to work every day. Come talk to us. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, in Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Run in the shadows, down you love, down you lie. And if you don't love me now, you'll never love me again. I can still hear you saying,
American people, we won't necessarily, oh, it'll be news for an hour. And like Tucker Carlson, it'll be news for a day or two or three, and it fades out. Like the last election, it was news, hot topic for 2-3 weeks, and occasionally a month later, 6 months later, a year later. But we have to go on. And we in this country, we, oh, okay, so a failed attack, a failed exercise. But here's what, out of RT.com, the West cannot stay silent on Kremlin drone attack, but it won't admit anything, according to the experts. The Ukrainian drone attack on President Vladimir Putin's working residences in the Kremlin has shaken the status quo in the ongoing conflict between Moscow and Kiev. Because we're at such a distance, it doesn't really affect us, so we glance over it, but not over there. A group of experts told RT following the incident, it could also lead to a dangerous escalation involving the use of nuclear weapons, adding that Russia is bound to retaliate. No, Russia will retaliate. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Thomas Roper, a German author and war correspondent residing in St. Petersburg, stated, I was quite surprised to hear of the attack, since it clearly violated the unofficial agreement not to bomb, not to attack palaces or attack places where the leading politicians are. Then another individual, Ralph Niemeyer, he's the head of the German opposition group for German sovereignty and constitution. He says, there's no doubt that Russia will have to retaliate. There will be further escalation, even up to the threat of the use of nuclear weapons, which I think is still possible. Then from a Turkish professor, Meshuk Hakay, who's an expert on terrorism, his name is Meshuk Hakay Kasin. He suggested an escalation may have been the goal, that escalation may have been the goal of the people who planned the strike. Okay, assuming that the American CIA was behind this, this is what they're doing. I mentioned many times, they are provoking, they are trying to get Russia to respond. And because until Russia is out of the way, there will be interference for this new global order in the West. Russia is in the way. China is in the way. Other nations that are in rebellion to American world hegemony, they also are playing interference too, to the plans of the global order. The forces behind the attack might have sought to put the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine at the center of European warfare and potentially even provoke Moscow into launching a tactical nuclear strike. It's a very unacceptable and very, very dirty game, Kasin stated. He said Kiev may not have been alone in planning and organizing the strike. This is an organized international attack, he stated. The German opposition figure still anticipates that the United States and its allies will try to downplay the incident and say it was not the Kiev regime. You can fool some of the people most of the time, but not all the time. And this was not President Vladimir Zelensky's people. Well, then, according to Roper, he finishes by saying, maybe Washington was not informed, maybe it was. We'll see by the reaction. If Washington was not informed, there will be some angry reaction, because this is quite a big danger to attack the president of a nuclear power. Two drones One exploded over the Senate Palace, which houses the Russian presidential administration. The second fell onto the grounds of the Kremlin, not far from the president's official primary workplace in the great Kremlin Palace. So, it continues. And on another note, this week, we'll leave Ukraine and Russia. We'll leave that area temporarily because we've got something that I think most of the world may be watching. This is out of RT.com also. The British are urged to swear oath to their king for the first time. This week, guess who is going to become King of England? Yes, Big Ear Charlie. The Archbishop of Canterbury will call for a chorus of millions to recite a pledge of fealty to the UK monarchy. This week's coronation of King Charles III will feature an invitation for all British people to swear their allegiance to the new monarch and his descendants in what organizers have billed as a chorus of millions. Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby will call upon all persons of goodwill in the UK and its territories. See, it used to be called, it says territories, but it's not. In the UK and all of its colonies, there's a difference. But they use that word territories to, you know, they're just working with the English. No, they're controlled by the English. That's why they're colonies. Those attending the ceremony at Westminster Abbey and those watching on television or the internet are asked to recite the following vows. The vows. Now, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to swear allegiance to Big Ear Charlie. I swear that I will pay true allegiance to your majesty and to your heirs and successors according to the law. So help me God. Are you going to pledge? Are you going to recite these words? The Archbishop will then proclaim God save the King and ask all to respond. God save King Charles. Long live King Charles. May the King live forever. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, okay, you're probably not thinking what I'm thinking. There are millions of people in America, internationally, that believe that the coming Antichrist is going to come from England. And Charlie is Antichrist, but is he the Antichrist? Many believe that he is the Antichrist. I do not. I don't hold that view. He is just an Antichrist. He and his lineage, the family, have always been Antichrist. The public pledge is among several tweaks to a ceremony with ancient traditions, some of which date back half a millennium. Our hope is at that point when the Archbishop invites the people to join in, that people wherever they are, if they're watching at home, on their own, watching the telly, will say it out loud. This sense of a great cry around the nation and around the world of support for the King, a Lambeth Palace spokesperson said. This is what you call collective. There's a term for it, where everybody at once gives you a collective power. Trying to think of the phrase. The coronation will feature female clergy taking a prominent role in leadership of other faiths, presenting the king with regalia for the events, including his robe, ring, and bracelets. A hymn will be sung in Welsh, Scottish Gaelic, and Irish Gaelic. The service will celebrate tradition while adding the new elements that reflect the diversity of our contemporary society, the Archbishop said. However, King Charles III will take the traditional oaths, including a pledge to maintain the Protestant Reformed religion. The Archbishop will preface the oath by saying that the Church of England will seek to foster an environment where people of all faiths and beliefs may live freely. Well, we know that's not true. You look at the people of England, the UK, these people are in bondage to the dictates of the one world government. That big-eared Charlie is going to be the King of England, King Charles III. I know. I can be a little, what's the word? Mocking? Well, we know that Charlie is a globalist. We know that he and his ancestors, we know the bloodshed in their lineage going back really 100 years plus. And his dear wife, Lady Di, we know that more of the investigations have come out, and that I think most of you remember that she was about, 3 months pregnant, and there is no way that the royal family, the children of Di and Charlie and the mother, Queen Mother, were ever going to have a lineage of Arab blood, and the two boys were not going to have a half brother that was half Arab and half English. That's just not the way they do it. That was not going to happen. And she was, just so happened the cameras were out in that tunnel. Just so happened they were not working that day. How does that happen? And one of the gentlemen on the scene said that she was talking when they got to the car. They got her to the hospital, and she died in the hospital. She did have internal injuries. But Charles and Camilla. Camilla, oh my gosh, she's in the third heaven right now. All right. Then we're going to talk about the whole world right now is in an uproar, or many of the nations of the world are in revolt or straight out rebellion. They are taking a different path with their societies away from the unipolar West, and they are moving, and they have made the decision to become part of a multipolar global world. So there are two global worlds that we're moving into, the unipolar globalist West and the multipolar globalist nations of the world. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Podcast 1360KHNC.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale now through Mother's Day. Choose from thousands of easy-to-haul carry-out size trees, including 3-year-old 7- to 8-foot-tall Autumn Blaze maple trees, now only $139.99. 6- to 8-foot Golden Weeping Willow trees, now only $127.46. And 6- to 8-foot Greenspire Linden trees, now only $119.99. Now through Mother's Day. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey, Joe Gigante, host of the regular Joe Show. Together, we'll tackle the hottest topics, be it politics, entertainment, or the culture, unapologetically through the lens of true conservatism, weekday morning starting at 7 on KHNC 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Okay, now another article that I was saying at the end of the previous segment, the nations of the world are in revolt, and it really is a revolt against America's petrodollar and the World Health Organization, the World Bank, the IMF, and for the first time, really, in my lifetime, I'm watching these nations joining together collectively to say no to empire and to a small group of ruling nations. We're not going to be ruled by you any longer. This is an article. The clash of civilizations is already underway as the world resists westernization. Another great article out of RT.com. China's judgment is sound in attempting to rally non-Western nations against imposed values. China's latest attempt to rally the world against Western values, reads a headline in The Economist. Samuel Huntington's Clash of Civilizations thesis, which argues that a clash between the East and West would define the post-Cold War future as a form of cultural and religious identity conflict. In presenting this theme, the article then dives into what Xi Jinping has touted as his global civilization initiative, based on the premise that civilizations can live in harmony. But Samuel Huntington, he says there's a catch, according to how his interpretation by The Economist. And the catch is this: the West must stop promoting its values. And if the West doesn't, Huntington is going to be proven right. The world has been in cultural conflict for a while now, and it didn't start with U.S.-China competition. Now, this matter of culture. Culture is a very... It has a life of its own. The cultures of the world. The cultures that in ancient Rome, you had the government, you had the culture, you had the people of the nation, you know, from all over. But Rome in itself, the culture of Rome, was unique at that time. Presently, our culture in America is the desired culture of the nations of the world. The wealthy, maybe not so much, but the general populations internationally, they see American culture. They see the freedom of young people, the music industry. They see the freedom that young people in this country have. They see the freedom that we have to travel, hop in a car, go wherever you want. We have, let's say you're going to go out to dinner in Denver. How many restaurants do you get to choose from? And Hispanic, Asian, Peru, from Peru, Peruvian, you can get Indian food. Our culture, you have these ethnic groups with either each their own little culture. But in a macro culture, the United States, people want to come here. But be careful, because we are now allowing and have allowed a certain, what you would call, dangerous we've allowed the woke culture. We're allowing a new change in transgenderism. So what we were 10 years ago, we've shifted. With the time of Barack Obama, this was the beginning of changing the culture. You know, there was racism to a degree, but not like after the Obama administration ended. Racism now is much different, and it is right in your face. It is how they're changing this nation. This is a government operation. It's a government program. And I talked about Tavistock Institute earlier. I think it was on Monday or Tuesday. And these institutes, they know how to change the thinking of the people in a society. They did it with Germany. They've done it with this country. They do it all over the world. Now, the culture, there is a clash. And the Chinese do not want the culture of the West, in a sense. So he says that the world has been in a cultural conflict, starting with the U.S. and China competition, the rise and surge of political Islam, also pursuing hardline interpretations of Sharia law, and even going as far as terrorism and insurgency, was a reaction to westernization in the Middle East, an attempt to try and enforce Islamic identity against it. To some extent, the war on terror was a clash of civilizations, as much as it was a clash of ideologies and the cultural identities, which saw each other as mutual existential threats. There is a threat in the world, and the big threat has been, and this is why there's this revolt to Americanism or the rule and the control of empire. For the past 400 years, according to the article, Western nations have dominated the world. European empires, as well as the United States, subjugated nations and built colonial states across the globe. This is true. This is history. Primarily for economic reasons, allowing these countries to enrich themselves at the expense of colonies and creating vast commercial empires. True. We're seeing a revolt right now to end this control that the West has had for 400 years. The nations of the world are now, they have a mechanism to change things, to unshackle themselves from from the unipolar world control system. And they're doing it. They are unshackling. They are disengaging.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving YRefi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with YRefi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
As I read these articles, I understand what's happening. You see, the nations, according to the Bible, there will come a time in the future, the very near future, when this great empire that exists before the return of Christ, before his second coming, a great empire, a great military, economic, political, technological empire will exist. More powerful than any nation ever in the history of the world. But also, the verses and the prophecies about this end time nation, America, they talk about the strength and how God will use this nation in different ways. But eventually, God says in the book of Jeremiah and Isaiah and Revelation that America will cease to exist. It will be no more. It will have an end. Her destiny will have a completion. And what we're watching right now in the world is because this nation will end and cease to exist, the way in which all the nations of the world prayed with this nation, well, if she disappears, there has to be a catch net or a net. And this is what's happening right now. You are looking at the development of a net of many nations that once America is removed from the scene, there will be a way for the nations to continue post-America, after America. People right now, the world can't exist without America. The world, the nations can't exist. They need American arms. They need American finances. But there'll come a time when America is gone. These nations have to set themselves up for that time when they can no longer and will no longer trade with this end of the world empire. This is what we're watching develop right now. Russia, China, the BRICS nations, the other nations who for the first time in 70 years have an opportunity to distance themselves economically, to be free of American world, America's hold through the banking systems. This is the first time that the nations have had an alternative. And this momentum of the nations working with this network that Russia and China have put together with these nations, India and Brazil and South Africa, these five nations have given the other nations of the world an opportunity to decouple themselves from the American economy. They'll still use the economy, but the control, the way in which the banking system of the West has controlled them through the powers in Europe and in the United States. We're watching the nations now, according to what the Bible says. The Bible says that there'll come a time when the nations have to begin to set up a network, a net, because eventually America will not be here. And when America is gone, these nations will have to continue to move in every way into the future after America's disappearance. Judgment is the way the Bible puts it. And once America's gone, the shipbuilders internationally, they were made rich by trading, by bringing the goods to America. And these ship captains, they're not going to trade with this great empire any longer. I mean, the bigger the ship, doesn't matter how big they make these ships presently, oil tankers, whatever, they have a market. They may not take it to Mexico, they may not take it to Peru, but they'll bring it to America. But eventually, when America's gone, these captains are going to lose. Their ships are going to be tin cans. They're going to have to go find a harbor someplace. And it'll be at that time that the nations of Eurasia, Europe, Central, China, all of that tied into South to Africa, it'll be one continent. And the Chinese are building this one Belt and Road system. Well, the Belt and Road system has two legs to it. I've mentioned this before. One leg goes up into the north, into Europe. The other leg goes directly right to Armageddon, into the Middle East. Well, those roads will be there after America is destroyed. And this is rail, and it's highway, it's pipelines, you name it. That road will be used. It's been used for 6,000 years. It will be used for another 1,000 years in the coming millennial kingdom of Jesus Christ when he rules the world. So China is actually, by Xi Jinping, is really pushed to build this one world, this new Belt Road system through to the West. We're watching prophecy being fulfilled in the nations preparing for the demise of America. We'll be back in a few minutes. Present Truth, 1360KHC.com podcast.
Join us for the Naturally Inspired Health Summit. Find real solutions for healthy living. June 24th at The Ranch in Loveland, next to the Budweiser Event Center. Keynote speakers include Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Ben Tapper, Patrick Wood from Technocracy News. Tickets are on sale for only $20 until May 1st. They increase after that. Get your tickets today. For more information and to purchase your tickets, visit NaturallyInspiredHealthSummit.com or Eventbrite.com.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
So in the world there's a fight for world globalization. There's the New World Order, the globalist plans of America in the unipolar global network. And then you have multipolar. This is not going to go away. What I'm telling you right now, you're going to see the unipolar system clearly, and you're going to see this multipolar world view, which is also a globalist view. Both are globalist views. One is the controlling system network of the coming Antichrist in the West. The other is a multipolar world network. It's a globalization. It's a global world with other nations that will trade together and will incrementally begin to trade less with America. They will work and trade with each other. They're already trying to to bring into there are plans to have a one currency. I don't know if one is going to be enough. I think you need to have maybe two or three or four currencies, like the ruble, the yuan. For a while, the Russian ruble for a while, the rupee out of India, China, the yuan out of Brazil. What is the Brazil? I forget. But you're going to need these nations having a system, and then also internet through credit cards digitally. They'll have to have another system separate from the Western system. The IMF, or I'm sorry, the World Economic Forum. They have to have a system completely different from that. And they will have. And they'll be able to do business. They'll be able to work together during the time of Antichrist. And Antichrist won't like it because he wants to rule the world. Well, he'll rule America and Canada and Mexico. He won't invade Mexico. You know why? There's nothing there. Nothing but mountains. That whole nation is nothing but a plateau or just Mexico City sits at 10,000 feet. It's just a nation of mountains. There's nothing there. I tell you what, if you're going to head out of America, out of this empire, you might want to go to Mexico. Not going to be very many places to, I mean, they haven't developed. There's not a lot of water. But the multipolar world, you are watching it develop. It is the answer to the solutions of the world when America no longer exists. It will be a multipolar world that will save this country, save the earth. And eventually, many of the European nations will want to become part of that group of nations. Already they want to. France desperately wants to break away from American world hegemony. The other nations in Europe want to break away from it. They just can't presently. England, with old King Charlie. King Charlie will swear allegiance to the coming Antichrist. He is one. He is an Antichrist, but he is not the Antichrist. That's it for today. Tomorrow, we'll finish out the week. Present Truth, 1360KHSU.com. Rick Rogers. Have a good evening.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com, and as always, live sharp.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.